UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are on the road at UNLV this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Okay. And your first question comes from the line of Sam Farbo, Beast 980.
Even though Virginia is a power conference school and one that's had some success in competition against UCLA in the past, is there any need in your mind to temper expectations on your freshman quarterback after such a great debut, knowing how tough the competition is going to get moving forward?
Well, we are all about internal expectations, so we don't really care what's being said outside. And every day we're very, very critical of our own performances and trying to get better. And that applies to every player on our team and every coach on our staff. And so, you know, that's kind of our attitude, and I think it builds some consistency of approach. And I think it's the best way to approach it. So, you know, it's that old cliche, if you're your own worst critic, that's what you'd like to be, and that's how we try to function.
Is there anything in particular you found to criticize about Josh's first performance that you wouldn't mind sharing?
He's like every player on this team. You know, everybody has things that every player and every coach has things that we've got to improve on. You know, it was just our first time out together, and you know, there's a million little details that we'll go back to work at in about an hour and try to get corrected.
Thank you, Coach.
Sure thing.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.
Hey, Jim, just want to get your thoughts on moving forward without Eddie and what that means to the defense.
Well, Eddie's been a very, very productive football player for us and a real force on the inside. We're very fortunate to have some young men that have played in games and have played well in games, and they'll step in and they'll do their very, very best. And we'll certainly miss Eddie and from a performance standpoint on the field, but he'll be around and he'll be with us and he'll be supporting those that are playing for him. You know, I think it's false to say that you're not going to miss a player of Eddie's caliber. I hear coaches sometimes say, well, the next guy will step in. You know, when a great player gets hurt, you miss him. But like I said, I think we're fortunate to have some young men that can step in and do a very fine job for us.
That being said, you're feeling better about your depth pretty much at all positions than maybe you did when you first came in 2012, 2013, that range?
Yeah, I feel like we've got quality depth at most positions now, and we're developing quality depth, you know, and it's good recruiting, it's good coaching, and it's a bunch of players that are committed to getting better. And so when I look at our team, I feel like, you know, we've got players at every position that can fill in if a guy needs a break or a guy gets dinged a little bit. And so we're heading the right direction in terms of that.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Sure thing, Kevin.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Anderson, Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Yeah, Coach, obviously you knew Josh Rosen had the physical tools, but what about the mental aspect to handle that first start the way he did? What does that say about him?
You know, I've known Josh for quite a while, and I've always been impressed with his maturity, and his presence, and his sense of calm. And I didn't see anything different on Saturday. You know, I kind of looked for some signs that maybe he was nervous or uptight, and I'm sure that he was. I mean, it would be natural for him to be, but outwardly, he didn't really show any signs of that. He was calm, and that's kind of been one of his traits or characteristics that we've noticed all along and I've noticed for years. And I would be lying if I didn't say it surprised me a little, but it didn't shock me that he acted the way he acted.
Do you still have some concerns moving forward with all the attention he's getting? Even someone that mature, he's still really young, but how he might be able to handle that?
Well, you know, obviously yes, but at the same time, you know, Josh is garnered a lot of attention for the last several years, you know, playing at St. John Bosco, which is a very prominent program, being a highly ranked player. You know, he's been under the microscope, certainly not to this extent, but at least he's had a taste of it. You know, he's also on a team with some pretty darn good players that are nationally prominent and a group of coaches that are going to continue to push him hard to get better every day. Not that we need to, because he's very internally motivated, and that's another impressive trait of his.
Is it kind of the perfect situation for him that he is with such a veteran team as opposed to a team that if he was around a bunch of young guys, this makes it easier for him to go in and do what he needs to?
Well, I think it's certainly a different situation we had with Brett Hundley when I first got here, in that we know our team better and they know our system better. And so when you assimilate a new quarterback into that system, it certainly is easier for him. There's not as many demands put on him. As Josh said himself last week, his job is just to distribute the ball to the playmakers and let them go make plays. And I want him to keep that attitude. And we've got a lot of playmakers on this team. And Josh just needs to function well and do his job. And if he does that, we have a chance to be successful.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve McGargy, Associated.
You mentioned, Eddie, but it seemed across the country there are quite a few season-ending injuries around just all over the place. I was just wondering if you could remember a week like this with so many injuries all over the country and just how much of a factor depth could end up being this season with so many guys going down already.
You know, I'm sorry to tell you, I just don't pay much attention to what's going on around the country. I'm pretty absorbed in what we're doing here, and, you know, losing Eddie is a big loss. I think that, you know, any team that has dreams of, you know, playing at the highest level realizes that they have to have depth, because you're going to, through the course of a season, have some injuries. And you have to have quality guys that can come in and fill that role. And most good teams do have that. That's why they're good teams. I mean, it's as easy as looking at Ohio State and their quarterback position last year to tell you how important quality depth is.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? All right.
Okay.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time. Good luck.
All right, Dave. See you, pal. Bye.
Bye.